If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on the second day of March 2011. Happy birthday to Lou Reed. Is 69 today. Take a walk on the wild side. And John Bon Jovi is 49. Holy crap. Okay. I got the most interesting post. I mean, you know I do YouTube videos, and that's really one of my favorite things to do on the internet. And people comment on my videos, and I'm very grateful that they do. I recently got a comment from someone, and it was not from the most recent video, but the one called YouTube on TV, which is absolutely true. You can watch YouTube videos on DirecTV now. In fact, the other day, Barry Aldridge wrote, and he said, you know, I hope my videos aren't on there. I did a smart search on Barry Aldridge, and sure enough, every one of his videos are right up there. I was getting ready to go to sleep one night, got on YouTube, watched some videos of some friends, saw what was going on, caught up. Now, you can't comment, you can't do any of that stuff, but as far as just watching the videos, 16:9 on your television set, worked like a charm. And so I was talking about how everybody's kind of in touch with each other, and it really is bringing the world together in an unusual way. And I got an interesting comment on the video from someone, and here's basically what they said. You know, that when they went into, I'm guessing, a chat room or either made a comment on a video or something, and folks found out that they were over 21, that they were blocked or locked out of the room. And I'm kind of like, I got this British attitude of I serve at the pleasure of the queen, meaning that I'm an old guy. I'm older than most of the people. It's been my goal and my habit to be open and honest about who I am and what I'm here to do. People say, are you old? Yeah, I'm old. Are you married? No, I'm not married. Never been married. Too selfish to get married. If I make you uncomfortable, if my watching your videos or commenting or giving you a shout out makes you uncomfortable, block me. It's your privilege. We really need to be careful about taking care of the young people, because it's not about my feelings. It's about keeping you safe. And that's more important than hurting my feelings. And believe me, it won't hurt my feelings. Now I'll probably lose half my subs and cry myself to sleep. But don't let that influence you. But you see where I'm coming from. I mean, everybody that I know on Skype and everybody that I know from emails and Facebook, and I have all age groups, it's all about transparency. And they know I'm not dangerous because I'm too stupid to be dangerous. And that, now you think I'm laughing and being self-defacive, but honest to God, most of these kids that I know, they already know they're four times smarter than me. Ask Allie or Chris. They'll tell you. The guy's creative, but he's really an idiot. And then you beg to ask the question, Bill, why do you have so many young subscribers? Well, the reason is because YouTube is filled with young people. There are not a whole lot of adults my age that are doing what I do. I mean, there are, but, you know, some of the videos are good, some are bad, some are creative, some are not. But, you know, in retrospect, YouTube, the internet is pretty well geared around young people, except for Facebook. Facebook started out with young people, then the adults took over, and you see where that went. So, hey, we don't want the same thing that happened to YouTube now, do we? You know, the nice thing is I have family everywhere. I have a lot of family here. I've got nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews, my sister, her husband, good friends, and internet friends. And I've put everybody in kind of the same barrel. I don't try to be one person with my family and another person with the people on YouTube, the other kind of person with the folks on radio. Everybody that knows me will tell you that I'm the same person here as I was on the radio, as I am with my family. And you can tell, because I have family videos up on YouTube that you can watch, and you can tell we're all crazy. This is really kind of a sweet story, but it happened at somebody's birthday party on Blog TV. And it was somebody that I knew, and I dropped in to say happy birthday, and they were getting ready to have their, like, quote, party. And this guy commented, I'd love to get the festivities started, but there's someone that I respect too much to begin while they're still here. And I said, I got the message. I just was dropping by to say hello and to wish you a very happy birthday, and I got the hell offline. I don't think anybody's ever paid me a nicer compliment. It's not about me. It's about you. We'll see you soon.